This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We live in what has come to be called, in some circles, the 1099 economy, a place where the internet has disintermediated the labor force, and I can get a ride someplace with a swipe at my phone, or I can find a person to clean my house, or any one of a dozen other services. It's great for me, not so good for the labor force that has been disintermediated, where the 1099 economy, named after the tax form that independent contractors get, lets, or maybe it forces, workers to have two, three, or even four jobs. Matt Honan is the San Francisco bureau chief for BuzzFeed News, where he writes about technology and its impact on society, the economy, us, and our lives.
Our washing machine is broken. Despite all my attempts to fix it, crawling around on my belly with a pipe wrench and a plumber snake, all I have to show is a broken PVC pipe, a minor chemical burn, and a mountain of laundry that our family of four has piled up. So last night, I put in an order with Washio, an on-demand laundry service. And this morning, an extremely nice and highly professional woman showed up at our door promptly at 7 a.m., took away our laundry, and left us with a chocolate pastry from a bakery in Oakland. It was amazing. And I feel conflicted about it. It's the same kind of feeling I have whenever I take an Uber or Lyft or use Instacart to pick up groceries rather than going myself. And yet my guilt stems not from whatever her own personal experience is, as much as it does the remaking of the great American economy into a vast labor market of contract workers. The 1099 economy, whose days are dictated by the whims of mobile software, and whose job security is often determined by the numerical star rankings of a capricious and harried market. I spent a decade freelancing, a 1099 contractor, and it was fantastic. I had a freedom most other people could only dream of. There was no boss to answer to other than myself. I made decent money, too. Not initially, but I hustled and worked hard and made it. The American way. But as soon as our first child was born, you better believe I went out and got a 9-to-5. One that came with a modicum of security in case of unforeseen unemployment and health benefits and even life insurance. Because we are all going to die. You are going to die. And the person who drives your Uber will die. And the person who brings your groceries from Instacart will die. Or maybe you just get hurt and leave the workforce. Or maybe the startup they work for will fail, as startups often do. How are we as a society going to deal with that? Going to deal with them? What will it mean if we completely remake our workforce of laborers into contractors without the myriad benefits we associate with full-time employment? Who ultimately benefits when they don't? Obviously, the companies who employ, or don't employ, contractors benefit. Even the consumer does, that's certain. Yet the most ruthlessly efficient and pleasurable delivery mechanisms are not always the ones that are best for us over time. Yes, we can all be connected via apps and services now, but first, we are all connected as a society. Washio charges $1.60 per pound for wash and fold laundry. The machines at a nearby laundry are $2 to wash and another $2 to dry, and I estimate it would take me about 3 hours all told to get our great heaping mass of laundry washed, dried, and folded up into piles sorted by size and function. When you factor in our children, our job, and the pipe repair awaiting me in my basement, the extra cost I'm paying to have someone come get it and do it for me seems negligible. It seems like a bargain. The devil always does.
Matt Honan, he's a San Francisco bureau chief for BuzzFeed News.